This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. Many students find that lectures are the most daunting aspect of their university life. In this programme, we'll start to look at a range of techniques to make listening to lectures easier, with presenter Susan Fern and members of the BBC World Service Class of 2001.
Taxes, quality of life and happiness. In this talk, I will first note a recent political emphasis on quality of life. Secondly, I will suggest that this contrasts with economic growth as a main, or the main, concern of government, and with a view of the
individual. Do you, like me, wish you'd had a second chance to hear those university lectures?
Taxes, quality of life and happiness. In this talk, I will first note a recent political emphasis on quality of life. Secondly, I will suggest.
Sadly, it's never quite like that in real life. You can reread a book, you can replay a cassette, but you can't rewind a lecturer.
The main point of a lecture for students must be to acquire information on a topic in a quick and efficient way.
Simon Williams teaches English in the Language Centre at University College London.
Of course, they could get a photocopy from another student later, not bother to turn up. But it's one way of knowing how the subject is viewed, how it's considered by people in your department, whether it's thought to be rather old-fashioned, perhaps, or crucial and very, very modern. So it's seeing where it fits into the whole subject syllabus.
Lectures can be important social occasions. They're a chance to meet with the other students on your course. But they're also an important way of getting an overview of your subject or a particular element of your course. This is something you may not be able to achieve through self-study or by reading someone else's notes. University teachers also have specific aims and objectives when they lecture. Simon Williams again.
The purpose of a lecture is probably to stimulate students in going to do work by themselves. The end result of a course must be to try and make a student autonomous so that they are happy in finding things out for themselves and not being given things that they'll accept uncritically. So learners need to know that that's the aim, the probable aim of their course of academic study, that they'll be able to be individual learners and independent learners. So a lecture will aim to present perhaps just part of a topic and stimulate the student to want to find out more. And there may be a very good reason to do that if perhaps they've got to do a written assignment on that topic. So that's another reason for paying attention. But paying attention can only happen if you know what to pay attention to. One can't pay attention to everything all at the same time.
Understanding the aim or purpose of a lecture helps you decide where to focus your attention. This is useful because you can't concentrate on everything at once. You may already be using large amounts of mental energy to cope with other problems, as these students can confirm.
Actually, I think that there are differences not only in the problem of the accent or in the way of talking, but in the way in which the class is given, the lecture is given as well. Because some lecturers read. Some lecturers talk not very loudly. And in that sense, it's more difficult, it's much easier to lose concentration if someone reads or if someone is not very demanding with the voice.
Well, is first of all, is a level of the language which is, I find it different from spoken English or maybe English that people may see on a TV program. in a way that is much more technical and you need to use specific words in specific contexts.
And that's only the start of it. It can be difficult to hear what a lecturer is saying because you're sitting in a large, echoey hall. Speakers may have a strange accent. They may speak too quickly or too quietly. Some might use unfamiliar technical or academic vocabulary. Christine Reeves teaches at Bell Norwich, a language school in the east of England.
I think one of the main problems is actually the really difficult skill of listening for the main points, understanding the main points, and processing those main points, and actually taking notes at the same time. This is definitely what the students have expressed most difficulty in to me as a teacher.
Does that sound familiar? Well, if you have problems in lectures, what can you do? Skillful listening involves being able to select important information from the rest. Unfortunately, as Simon Williams points out, many speakers have techniques to help guide you through their lecture and to highlight key information.
You can often recognise the different bits, different parts of a lecture by three things. First of all, the lecturer's intonation, the sound of their voice is going to fall. It's going to get quieter at the end of a topic, rather like my voice is fading and getting quieter now. And then they might use a marker word such as, right, OK, good. The sort of thing you often hear teachers saying in a classroom, in a school classroom. And then there'll be a marker phrase such as, I'd like to move on now, or turning now to, or let's now consider. So the speaker is self-consciously saying what they're going to do next in speech terms, in language terms. So you can think of those markers as signposts on the journey through the lecture.
Good lecturers guide listeners through their talk. Their intonation and stress patterns act as pointers to important information. Falling intonation helps you know when a speaker's finished one idea or topic and is about to move on to the next, at a higher pitch. This is, if you like, the spoken equivalent of the full stops and paragraph breaks in a book. Speakers tend to stress important points by speaking more clearly, perhaps a bit louder, more slowly, and with greater care. This lecture was originally given by Don Hill of University College London. It focuses on the relationship between wealth and happiness. Now, don't worry too much about the specific content of what he's saying. Listen instead to the way he says it. I'd like you to try and spot any signals that guide you through the talk or help you to identify key points. What do you consider to be the most important piece of information here and why?
OK, that brings me to the end of that second main part of this little talk on some contrasts with traditional economic views. Right, let's go on to the third part, which I've called What Price Happiness? So I now want to raise some questions about happiness. The effect of the questions will be, I think, to cast further doubt.
The speaker has reached the end of section two of his talk. His intonation falls, the pitch and music of his voice get lower, and he gets quieter before he introduces the next section. His intonation then rises again. He gets louder and speaks carefully as he highlights what he considers to be an important point. And that's the title of the next section of his lecture, What Price Happiness? Listen again.
OK, that brings me to the end of that second main part of this little talk on some contrasts with traditional economic views. Right, let's go on to the third part, which I've called What Price Happiness? So I now want to raise some questions about happiness.
The speaker also uses a number of what Simon Williams calls marker phrases, such as, that brings me to the end of the second part of this little talk, and let's go on to the third part. These are like mini-announcements or signposts within the lecture. You'll hear more examples of these markers as the lecture continues. The speaker has a number of questions. But what's the most important question he wants to ask? Listen out for clues in his intonation and stress.
So I now want to raise some questions about happiness. The effect of the questions will be, I think, to cast further doubt on traditional views of the desirability of uncontrolled economic growth. The first question is this: can we really make a direct link between cash and happiness? We've seen that the traditional economist's view of rational economic man is that he tries...
The speaker invites his listeners to focus on this important question. Can we make a direct link between cash and happiness? His intonation, the higher note, the slower speed and careful stress, all indicate that we should pay attention to these words. Two marker phrases: so, I now want to raise some questions, and the first question is this, also point us in this direction.
And that brings us to the end of today's programme. And these are the three key points. Understanding the purpose of a lecture can help students know where to focus attention. Preparation can help students understand the language and content of a lecture. And we've demonstrated ways in which speakers can guide listeners to important information using intonation, stress, and marker phrases. Join Susan Fern again next time for more academic listening.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.